us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, we've been doing the show for a couple hours here and talking about a political event that I attended. There will be a lot of video from that available over at freekeen.com. Some interesting interviews talking about secession, for instance, with some of the protesters, both lefty and righty, that were at this particular political event. So you get to see what your average politico protester thinks about secession. And among other things, so go to freekeen.com, keep an eye on the site. I'll put them up over probably the next couple of days when I get a chance to throw them up there. Meantime, it's Ian here with you.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Last hour we spent the bulk of the hour talking about the Boston bombing situation, where they were going house to house in the Watertown area, searching people's homes, allegedly for this bomber. But apparently they might have also been searching just for things smaller than a bomber, like when they were looking through Antigone from Sex, Lies, Anarchy. They're looking through her purse when they pulled them over as they were attempting to escape from the Watertown area, which, by the way, they were able to do. So apparently it wasn't a lockdown. So I think a lot of the things that they were doing, you know, were designed to get people scared and to get them obedient and doing what they were demanding of them or asking of them in a very demanding style, which is something the police are very good at doing, making it look like
they were pretty effective at keeping people at bay, you know, and they even got to leave Dunkin' Donuts open because they said so.
Right. The Dunkin' Donuts were kept open specifically for the police. But in theory, you probably, had you gotten in your car and driven somewhere, would have been able to. But most people didn't bother.
Well, we know that the Antigone and right. who she was with, they were able to get out. Now, they were harassed a little bit by the police.
They were.
But, I mean, really, what are the police going to do? They're not going to keep you right there. And what are they going to do, arrest you and put your...
They can't. They can't do anything. And it sounded like she consented to the search in that case only because her friend wanted to go to work, and he felt like he needed to get there, and so obviously, you know, not going along with the government's people's demands could hold you up even longer.
Certainly.
So she did what she was asked to do by her friend in that case. Otherwise, she wouldn't have consented to that search, and that would have been very interesting.
Yeah, I think, and that's very reasonable, and that just shows that, you know, she was just being considerate of her friend, and, you know, that seems reasonable.
So it's scary, though, right? The cops there, they've got guns, and I'm blaming people in the Watertown area for not standing up for liberty. And that's, I think, a completely fair critique because Ron Paul's got my back. And here's what LouRockwell.com's Ron Paul article. It's a short one. Liberty was also attacked in Boston, he says. Forced lockdown of a city. Militarized police riding tanks in the streets. Door-to-door armed searches without warrant. Families thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause. Businesses forced to close. Transport shuts down. These were not the scenes from a military coup in a far-off banana republic, but rather the scenes of just over a week ago in Boston as the United States got a taste of martial law. The ostensible reason for the military-style takeover of parts of Boston was that the accused perpetrator of a horrific crime was on the loose. The Boston bombing provided the opportunity for government to turn what should have been a police investigation into a military-style occupation of an American city. This unprecedented move should frighten us as much or more than the attack itself. What has been sadly forgotten in all the celebration of the capture of one suspect and the killing of his older brother is that the police state tactics in Boston did absolutely nothing to catch them. While the media crowed that the apprehension of the suspects was a triumph of the new surveillance state, and predictably many talking heads and members of Congress called for even more government cameras pointed at the rest of us, the fact is, none of this caught the suspect. Actually, it very nearly gave the suspect a chance to make a getaway. The shelter-in-place command imposed by the governor of Massachusetts was lifted before the suspect was caught. Only after this police state move was ended did the owner of the boat go outside to check on his property, and in so doing, discover the suspect. No, the suspect was not discovered by the paramilitary troops terrorizing the public. He was discovered by a private citizen, who then placed a call to the police, and he was identified not by government surveillance cameras, but by private citizens who willingly shared their photographs with the police. As journalist Tim Carney wrote last week, in Washington, in the Washington Examiner, quote, law enforcement in Boston used cameras to ID the bombing suspects, but not police cameras. Instead, authorities asked the public to submit all photos and videos of the finish line area to the FBI, just in case any of them had relevant images. The surveillance videos the FBI posted online of the suspects came from private businesses that use surveillance to punish and deter crime on their property, unquote. Sadly, says Ron Paul, we have been conditioned to believe that the job of the government is to keep us safe. But in reality, the job of the government is to protect our liberties. Once the government decides that its role is to keep us safe, whether economically or physically, they can only do so by taking away our liberties, and that's what happened in Boston. Three people were killed in Boston, and that is tragic. But what of the fact that over 40 persons were killed in the United States or are killed in the United States each day, and sometimes 10 persons can be killed in one city on any given weekend? These cities are not locked down by paramilitary police riding in tanks and pointing automatic weapons at innocent citizens.
Nope, they're not.
This is unprecedented and is very dangerous.
Ron Paul doesn't have your back.
He
didn't blame the public for this.
We must educate ourselves and others about our precious civil liberties to ensure that we never accept demands that we give up our Constitution so the government can pretend to protect us. And that's the most important sentence here. And there is blame there, that we never accept demands that we give up the Constitution so the government can pretend to protect us. Now, translation, that we never give up our rights, that we never give up to these demands that we give up our rights to these government people, because every step you allow them to take is one more step they'll never have to take again in the future because people are just letting it go on. And you had made the statement earlier, Mark, that the growth of government's inevitable. And you know why that's true? It's because of people who believe that. It's because of people who believe you can't fight City Hall and government's always going to get bigger because you can't do anything about it. Well, I think you can do something about it. And that's the point of the Free State Project, is to bring people who understand the idea of liberty to the same place so we can refuse to go along with these people's programs and obedience training and whatever else they want to extract from us. But it's the people who think that way who let these things happen step by step by step to the point where we have a police state now. And you just keep letting it happen, and it's just going to keep getting worse. So you've got no one to blame but yourself.
Well, I don't have anybody. Quit pointing your finger at me. I have no blame here. I did not let anybody in my house.
But you would have.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did on the air. You said you'd let them search your house.
And I said that I videoed that I'd go with them, didn't I?
You did. You said you would try to go with them. Yep.
And it looked to me like the people who the police came in the house and they were forced to run out of their houses with their hands on their heads. I mean,
there was one video where some people were leaving with their hands.
It's the only video, right?
That's the one that I've seen. Yeah, I don't know if there's more video, but I haven't seen that.
The only evidence that I've seen is that every single house was searched in this fashion. There certainly it couldn't have been. It wouldn't have been very efficient. But
Carolyn did not tell us that she ran out of her house.
What's that?
Carolyn did not tell us that she ran out of her house, nor did she specify whether her hands were over her head. But either way, the stance, I think, still remains here that the reason why government grows is because people do what they're told.
Here's what my statement has been all along, Ian, is that you sound sanctimonious because you want people to resist in the way that you want them to resist.
I just want people to ask a question. I just want people
you
hold
don't want
a video
them to ask
camera.
A question.
It's not resistance to ask a question. It's not resistance to hold a video camera. It's not resistance to do what Marcus suggested and go outside first, close the door behind you. These are not resisting. These are just simply people standing up for liberty.
We don't know that anyone hasn't done that.
Okay.
You want them to videotape, and you claim that it is doing nothing if they don't videotape.
Because it's valuable.
What the claim is that you have made, and so we don't know.
You might as well have done
ways.
Nothing. I hope that people did something and didn't videotape. I'd rather have people doing something and not videotape it than doing nothing and not videotaping it.
Things were done.
Ultimately, you don't know what was done because there's no evidence of it. And
somebody said, "Do I have to leave the house?" Somebody said that.
Okay, maybe
they
did.
Serious.
I don't know. I don't know because there's no evidence of it. So you can jump to all the conclusions you want to about the people out there putting up their resistance in front of the police state, but nobody recorded it, so there's nothing we can point to show the rest of America and the rest of the world, hey, here's what you can do. Here's what this guy tried. It didn't work. Here's what this guy tried. It did work. We have nothing to go by. We have nothing that we can learn from besides the fact that, yet again, Americans have done exactly what they were told to do. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy all the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact. The chat room is built right into the same page. It's all for free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want to pay less in income taxes, and who doesn't, one possibility is to take your consumer debt and put it into your mortgage. You can write it all off, because mortgages you can write off as far as your taxes go, but you can't write off consumer debt. So that's one way to handle it. I don't recommend this if you've got a lot of consumer debt and you don't intend to pay it. That's an entirely different story. You know, that's a bankruptcy situation. It's not a mortgage situation. But this is a solution for some people. And what you need to do is you need to talk to experts. And there are experts at MortgageMinuteGuide.com. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuide.com and find out their telephone number, but I'm going to give it to you here in a second. And there they have the experts that will explain all kinds of situations that pertain to getting a mortgage and loans and that sort of thing. And those are the people you need to talk to, even if it's for a second opinion. You should always get a second opinion when getting a mortgage. MortgageMinuteGuide.com. 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, let's go to the phone calls, your calls, thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Let's go to Ramon in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ramon.
What's going on, guys? I got a quick point I wanted to make about what you guys were talking about, what happened in Boston.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to see what you guys thought about, other than the fact they set the precedent for whenever a disaster happens that everybody loses their rights, what was the door-to-door searches of people's homes achieving? Like, other than the fact that now when any disaster happens, your rights are gone, you have no Fourth Amendment, you have no First Amendment, you definitely don't have a Second Amendment. So what's the point? What was the goal other than eradicating our freedoms, because they didn't even find the guy in anybody's house?
I think that's the way it looks, Ramon. I think that's the way it looks, and it's the way it looked to me. But I did talk to somebody I considered to be an expert in this area, and what they claimed was this was the way it was handled in Iraq when they were doing a search for people. That this is how they went about doing it in Iraq. They went door to door. They shook it down.
Just like a military occupation.
They didn't take anybody's word for anything. They looked in every room. They looked under every bed. They, and they'd find their man. And that there was reasonably successful there. So that they had some reasonable supposition.
Maybe people should start cheering about that in the streets. We're like Iraq. We're like Iraq.
Yay, yeah, we get locked in our houses.
In the long run, what is it going to achieve other than turning us into a third world state where the military is the new force? You don't have any rights. You don't have any say-so. So it's pretty much that the founding fathers just left us with a third world country waiting to happen. Because I feel like Ian, man, because if we don't go ahead and just say enough is enough, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be really ugly, guys. Like you just said it. It's getting to the point where we're like Iraq now. How is the freest country on earth any way similar to one of the least freest countries on earth? It doesn't make any sense. And I feel
more so than you'd realize, apparently. I think Ramon's right on, man. Thanks.
Well, I think Ramon's right, too. But I think Ramon needs to step down for just a second and think about this. Ramon, I have never met you, but you've called a few times. I get the impression you're of some ethnicity. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm Dominican. My parents are from the Dominican Republic.
So you look black?
Yeah, I can pass for it, yeah.
Okay. I think it's a terrible idea for a black person to stand up to cops in this particular situation, especially a young black man to stand up to cops in this situation, because they can do anything they want to Ramon, and it will be, the story will just go anywhere. Ian, if you stand up, at least your nationally syndicated radio talk show. I'll know you'll stand up, Ian.
If I were in Watertown that day, they wouldn't know who I was.
Fine.
And you're suggesting, of course, that the police are racist, and I think there's some evidence for that. But I would never tell someone, hey, don't stand up for your liberties because of the color of your skin. That's what you're telling Ramon?
No, I said he needs to consider it. Now I'd like to hear Ramon's response.
I know what Mark is saying. Mark is saying it's more like a danger for me because I'll be more easily susceptible to their violence because due to past history, it's kind of clear that blacks, Hispanics, minorities, whatever you want to call us, we are more susceptible to police violence. But that's at true. The same exact time, that is why we have to stand up and fight. Because if we just sit back and allow the fact that we're minorities or whatever, and that's why they take advantage of us, then it's only going to get worse.
I totally agree. It gets worse, and it keeps getting worse because people don't do anything. They just complain about it later. And then, liberty to me is more than just an intellectual debate. And I think that it should be more than that to people. Yeah, it's great to sit around and talk about how the government's screwing people and how awful it is and how, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could be free. But good luck getting to that point if all you're willing to do is vote for some candidate once every 2 to 4 years, because that's never worked, and it's never going to work as far as achieving liberty is concerned. You actually have to do something and stand up and expect more than politicians to rescue you from the clutches of these people who would essentially control you in every way, shape, or form, which is basically what they're doing. Ramon, what else did you want to share tonight? Anything?
I'd rather die a brave, free soul than live a slave in any system.
Totally agree.
I absolutely agree with you, but the story likely that would be told about anybody, and it doesn't matter what their ethnicity is, that the police decide, you know, for whatever reason to shoot accidentally on purpose, whatever in this circumstance, it won't be the story of a brave person. It'll be the story of somebody who got out of hand and had to be taken care of.
Not if there's enough video cameras around. Not if people act like they are free people and start recording these cops when they come around and do horrible things to other human beings.
They could get an entire year in jail like that BART cop got.
So yeah, are you saying people shouldn't record? Because I can tell you
if
they're going to try to tell a lie, in this theoretical world where Ramon dies for standing up for his liberty and then the cops make up a story, well, the cops don't get to make up a story if they aren't the only ones with a story to tell. If you've got
like
an objective, if you've
got a year.
Well, he got a year, but everybody knows that he was the killer.
Right. They don't get to just make up a story, Mark.
Yes, he did.
Would you stop interrupting me? They don't get to just make up a story unless there's no one around with an objective record of what happened.
But he did make up a story. He said, I thought that it was a taser, not a gun.
Sure, but he didn't get to make up a story about how it was all this bad guy who was down there on the ground handcuffed, or Ramon, who's an evil person who turned on them.
Looked like he was going for a weapon.
Or whatever. Right. Well, whatever, Mark.
Yeah.
Having an objective record is valuable.
It's great.
Okay? And if there's enough people around to record and have an objective record, the police aren't as likely to pull the shenanigans that you're talking about. Ramon, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. As always, appreciate hearing from you. But in order to have a situation like that, you'd have to live in a neighborhood where people actually give a damn about freedom and are willing to do something as little as hold a video camera to record what's going on around them. Apparently that's too much to ask, and apparently I'm a jerk for doing that. But whatever. I care about liberty in reality, not just theory. And if you want liberty in reality, you have to be willing to do more than just bitch about it. 855-450-FREE. And if you want to get together with people who actually are willing to do something, maybe you should get the hell out of where you live and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org is where you can learn more about that. And in the meantime, just keep doing what you're told. See how that works out for you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, please, let us have more freedom.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Our username there for you is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. News updates are available. You can get signed up. We'll email you, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Whenever there's something that's important to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you follow us in the variety of ways we have for you. Again, email, Facebook, Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. It's time to start thinking about that. A great option to send mother some flowers from proflowers.com. Proflowers.com is unique in that they get their flowers sent to you directly from the grower. So there's, you know,
that's fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh. They last longer as a result. And especially when you're dealing with roses, and there's a special here for FTL listeners regarding roses. When you're dealing with roses, that really matters because roses, they don't last as long as some of the other flowers out there. They're widely considered the most beautiful, and certainly when you touch them, they're the most luxurious. But they don't last quite as long, and I think that makes them that much more special when they're around. Also, ProFlowers includes a little packet of a flower saver, two packets actually, a flower saver with every thing. And my wife has been, you know, she's been going on and cutting the bottoms off of the flowers and putting the new stuff in, and, mm-hmm. and they actually last quite some time.
Yeah.
We've had ours going on over a week now. And they still look real nice. It's ProFlowers.com. When you go there, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL. The special we have is in the upper left-hand corner. Once you do that, it's one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99, or you can double the roses and get chocolates for in a premium vase for just $29.98. It's 50% off. It's a really great deal, and it's a beautiful arrangement.
You can't go wrong with flowers for mom.
And, you know, the fact is we've all got moms, and we've all got things to be thankful for on Mother's Day. So, you know, this is a great gift. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, enter coupon code FTL, and get mom some roses for Mother's Day.
Let's go to Helen in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi, good evening. I was just calling to comment on, I was just coughing, to comment on Ramon's call. It makes me both sad and angry at the same time that, you know, because he's black and Hispanic, he's like, I'm not going to be treated justly or fairly, you know. And, you know, so that, I mean, so but the good news is that Hispanics and blacks are a growing population. Mm-hmm. And pasty white people are decreasing in proportion. So they've got a big voting block there. And I would encourage anyone in his situation, or like to encourage your people in your family to get educated, to maybe go to law school or law enforcement, if that's your thing, or something. And just like, don't let these like old white guys intimidate you, you know, and, you know,
a lot of times they found that many racist activities happen not necessarily by white officers. That there's this almost this almost institutional racism that'll incur that'll occur with black officers and Hispanic officers too.
Oh, well, that's sad. Yeah.
That's right,
well,
isn't it?
I'm Caucasian. All my grandparents are from Ireland, so I'm Irish American. So, but
you did.
Yeah, it is very sad to, you know, the reality of racism that's going on in the world today. The best thing we can do is talk about it and and come out to say that is wrong, racism is wrong, and to, when we see it, to point at it and point it out.
Maybe some people go into law enforcement, they're kind of have a, like a bully, coward kind of personality.
Absolutely.
So the blacks are beating up on blacks,
That's certainly the case. I mean, a lot of the people that are attracted to law enforcement are interested in wielding power over other human beings. And for whatever reason, you know, there are different reasons. Some of them want to wield power over people that have a different skin color than they like. Some of them want to wield power over the opposite sex. Some of them want to just wield power, period, over anybody. I mean, so, you know, a lot of these guys have their thing, and the position of police officer allows them to exploit that over innocent people, and it's the people who are using power over others in deleterious ways, damaging ways. That's the issue for me. If their reason is racism, I find that despicable. But ultimately, I find it despicable that human beings are wielding power over others, and we're not talking about people who are violent, dangerous criminals. We're talking about innocent, peaceful people who've never harmed others. That's what I've primarily got a problem with.
Right, which is exactly the reason why you don't want just arbitrary people having, you know, arbitrary power over others, because they could have all kinds of bad reasons to do bad things.
Right.
And
let's think about Guantanamo. You know, they're isolated there. They're like all sitting ducks, and a lot of them were just turned in by neighbors and other villagers who just didn't even like them. It's like 86% of them have been found to have done nothing, and they never were with Al Qaeda, and they're still stuck there, and they're on a hunger strike, you know?
Right, and every member of the U.S. federal government seems to be just a complete coward when it comes to Guantanamo. Supposedly, Obama said he was going to close it, you know, before his first election. Well, now we're after his second election, and he's done nothing about it, nothing but keep it rolling.
Bush actually let, and I'm not a Republican, but Bush let 500 and some people out, and Barack Obama has only let like 80 some people out. You know?
One might suggest in that circumstance, I mean, surely there are some you know, bad actors in Guantanamo. I'm not saying that they don't deserve, you know, some kind of trial. I think they do. But if Bush let all the ones that weren't the bad actors out, and Obama doesn't really,
right.
You know, like,
yeah.
He's in a different situation there, and I don't think that that is particularly fair to
but
him.
But we don't know if any of them are bad actors because they haven't had a
right.
trial.
Absolutely.
Hey, Helen, and thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead.
Okay. I think we owe them restitution once they get out. You know, we've ruined their lives, you know.
The people that have harmed them owe them restitution. I haven't done the wrong. I don't owe them restitution. But the people responsible, like Barack Obama and George Bush and all the members of the military and government that are perpetrating that, they do owe them restitution. Let's hold the individuals accountable and not groups of people.
Helen, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's one of the conversations I had with the protesters at the political event I was at today. There was a group of people holding a Don't Tread on Me flag and some signs that made them appear to be as though they were constitutional, but one of them got into something about Islam with me. And, of course, I'm the last person you want to talk to about Islam because I've actually read the Quran and I haven't just listened to a bunch of crap that's been spewed out on Fox News. So, of course, I asked this guy if he'd read the Quran, and, of course, he hadn't. And he was talking in terms like they this and we need to do this and they this. And I tried to point out to this guy, well, why don't we look at people as individuals? I mean, don't you normally, you know, people that if you appreciate the Constitution, don't you normally also appreciate the idea of the individual? And he seemed to be a little befuddled about that, and we ended up in a lengthier conversation, but it was one of the more interesting portions of one of the interactions I had with these people today, trying to get them to not use these loaded collectivist terms. And they're just, these conservative types are just so muddled in that just as much as anybody else. They don't believe in individuals.
They're always bombarded with this. They're watching Fox News and listening to the...
Those conservatives are always watching Fox News.
Well, the ones that are, I mean, they're bombarded with it. They are. I mean, I've seen a lot of Republicans that just watch Fox News all the time, and they're just bombarded with it, and that becomes their reality. And they're not challenged very often to think outside of that box.
I don't think anybody's challenged. People are really good at confirming their own bias.
Yeah, sure.
They, you know, we are all that way.
Yeah, I do that.
Free Talk Live has been called an echo chamber. I think that it is an unfair critique.
Totally unfair. We'll let anyone call about anything, and I prefer to talk to people that disagree with me.
Right. I mean, you know, we may not be easy to convince on some issues, that's for sure. But we're not an echo chamber by any stretch of the imagination. Not if anybody's ever tried to call in.
I think you guys have changed your minds about things from callers that have called in.
But I'm not going to change my mind. I mean, I'll give you straight out. I'm not going to change my mind about using violence against peaceful people. I mean, you're not going to change my mind on that one. Fred Parcells, the local code enforcer, believes that once I get old enough, I'll be like him and I'll embrace the idea of the state and using coercion against people. But sorry, I've kind of already moved beyond that one, and I can't think of anything that would convince me otherwise. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make it now to 855-450-FREE, you can also contact us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And we invite you on by our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there are free, and they include listening options, live streams. We've got those broadband, midband, and narrowband versions that air Free Talk Live 24 hours per day. So right after the show ends at 10 o'clock at night Eastern, the stream picks right back up at the start of the show that we just completed. So it just keeps going for the next 21 hours, and then we do another live show, and we do live shows 7 nights a week. But again, you can listen anytime over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our other great listening options, including over 110 radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM, satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard on two channels. And from what I understand, by the way, there's going to be an XM channel shuffle coming up soon, so we'll let you know when that happens. We'll still be there, but the numbers will change.
Oh, really?
Yep, going to happen again. They've done it before, and apparently they do it every couple of years for reorganizational purposes. So we'll give you the info on that. Also, we're on the free-to-air KU band system, which you can get across North and Central America free thanks to Bitcoin. And in addition to that, webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. We had our newest Shrine member, Tony. She was commenting that she's so grateful for the listen lines because she doesn't have one of those smartphones, and she was in a place where internet access was not really available. No radio stations were on the air, but she was able to call our listen lines with her phone, her regular phone, and listen over the phone, and she was very happy about
that. I suggest that if you're a listener, you get the listen line number and just save it in your phone, because if you find yourself out in that situation and you have it's late at night or you just have unlimited calling, you could just call in and then you can listen.
And I have these. You've set up some of these things on my phone that allow me to listen. But you have to have good connectivity to do that.
Right.
And New Hampshire, when you're driving through New Hampshire, it's not known for good connectivity. It's known for trees and mountains. I mean, you know, our biggest exports from New Hampshire are rocks and sap. So I mean, you know, the connectivity isn't that great. And I like to listen to the listen lines. It's a little tinny, but it's no problem.
It's a phone line.
It comes right through my car. You know, my car hooks up to the phone or whatever. They do their thing, and I can listen. You know,
it works.
It's a much better experience.
I've used it. I like it.
So, speaking of connectivity, you can get connected at Bitcoin 2013.
There'll be good connectivity there. You can believe that. Bitcoin 2013 is the Bitcoin conference that's going on in San Jose. May 17th through the 19th. So what are we at? Less than 3 weeks here, Ian?
Yeah.
Almost 2 weeks? 2 weeks.
Close to two.
We're going to be departing here very shortly. We'll probably be in the air next time. I don't know. It's exciting, and it's soon. Please come out to see us.
Yeah, two weeks from today, we'll be flying out.
They still have tickets, but the vendor area and the exhibitions are sold out. So it's going to be a big event. They're expecting to have several hundred people there. More than 500 is the numbers that I guess they have already. I'm not sure, entirely sure exactly what their numbers are, but their press release says 500. So come out and see us there. There's going to be lots of folks from the Bitcoin area talking about all kinds of different stuff, ways that, Bitcoin's going to, the way they're going to look in the future and the world's going to look with this new exciting technology.
Nobody knows what's going to happen with Bitcoin in the future, but a lot of people have
vision. Some people know better than others.
A lot of people have vision for what's possible, and I imagine you're going to hear a lot of that vision on this particular conference.
That's what I'm hoping. Bitcoin2013.com to go get your tickets. Please do so now.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to David, listening in Wisconsin to XM's America's Talk. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, you guys were talking last night about the guy that didn't roll his window down far enough for law enforcement.
Yes, sir, and he was arrested allegedly for not rolling it down far enough.
Okay, I'm a commercial driver, and occasionally you get pulled over for different reasons.
Yep.
I have a 120-pound German Shepherd that runs in the truck with me.
Nice.
And I've been pulled over by police in semis. The police love to open the door of that semi to show their authority.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look across my lap and they see the head of this 120-pound German Shepherd, and they always step back.
Yeah, that's a big dog.
Yeah, well, it very is. Big.
But the point I was getting at was they're always really, aggressive at first. I mean, not real aggressive, but they're always showing authority. And then after they do all their paperwork and run their stuff and come back to me, when they hand me my paperwork, they always have a little bit of a smile on their face and their cheeks are a little bit red. I have a caution indicator on me, and I was charged with taking an officer's gun from them.
What in the world for?
Well, it's actually going. I can't tell you the story, but. I was charged. I am charged with de-arming an officer, or whatever the word is for it. And so they, after they run my stuff, they go, "Oh my God, this guy's a badass dude. He's got a 120-pound German Shepherd. He's taking a cop's gun away from him, and he's still driving a semi."
So, do you think that, I mean, it would seem to me that that would be, that would put a red flag on you and that they would want to give you more trouble?
Well, they have a caution indicator on me, and they have, where I'm from, they do. But when I'm out on the internet, when I'm in Iowa and a trooper pulls me over, who's he really going to call for backup? And I'm always a perfect gentleman, yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, I'm not doing nothing wrong. I'm out here making a living. But it's always cute when they come back.
They thought you'd be easy pickings, and then they say, oh, maybe this guy isn't such easy pickings.
Well, and that may be the reason why, is because, this guy is not an easy mark, and so that's what they're really out there looking for, is people who are just going to bend over for him and do whatever.
I feel the opposite. Now, if you know, in the same way, I have these, I don't know if I've got these indicators, but if they don't have some kind of indicator on me, they're crazy. I spent 9 years in a Florida State prison for second-degree murder. They probably should, you know, have some kind of indicator for me, but I'm scared to death when I deal with these people. I mean, you know, if I was shot on the side of the road, whose story are they going to believe?
Right, right. A cop story or a dead ex-felon or
right. You know, whatever they say. I mean, I've got video in my car, but that would be the only thing that would make the difference.
Well, I need to get that. I really do. I need to get that. A question I want to ask you is that
yes.
That video, is that so that can they not see that you actually have that, or is it displayed pretty much on a dash?
It's on the dash, but it's like a nondescript black box. I mean, it may
There's
not...
all kinds of black boxes that stick to windows.
Right.
It looks as much like a fuzzbuster as anything else.
It may not necessarily raise suspicions, but then again, there are issues with possible wiretapping law violations in various different places if officers do not realize that they're being recorded. So there's some legal
issues. On a commercial truck, I think you could just put a little sign that says, you know, video surveillance or something like that.
I mean,
in a commercial truck, you even have, you know, look, my boss makes me keep this, even if you're your own boss.
Yeah, that's true. David, thanks for your call tonight. The Freedom Cam, by the way, is available at freedomcam.net.
It's a great device, and it's not cheap, but it's good to have insurance in these circumstances. You never know what can happen.
Thanks for your call. Drive safe out there. Appreciate it. Let's go to Catherine, listening in Phoenix. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live. Catherine, in Phoenix, going once. Catherine, in Phoenix, going twice. All right, maybe she's not there. We might try her back here in a little bit. So we're never going to get to this story about this teenage girl who, maybe we could tease it a little bit for tomorrow night. You brought this one in, Marcus. What is the essence of what happened?
The essence is basically a teenage girl in a high school basically mixed some chemicals together, and there was an explosion.
She did a little science experiment.
Yeah. So, I mean, this happens when you're messing with chemicals and you don't know what's going to happen, which she didn't know. There was an explosion.
Did something catch fire?
I don't think there was
no fire.
But
a cap shot in the air.
That's a felony?
It's a dangerous weapon.
It is, and she was, from what I can understand, she was kicked out of school, and they're sticking by it. The school is sticking by it. Yeah.
That's insane. And I'd love to hear more about this, and maybe we will talk further about it here tomorrow night. It's just yet another example of how bizarre of a world that, you know, we're living in. I remember going to the science experiments, and they're always, like, things bubbling and things are happening with chemical reactions and
I'm not
stuff.
I'm not clear that she was like in a classroom.
She was outside.
So, you know, but it's so
outside.
It's really sad because the school is actually saying like, oh, well, we gotta, you know, we gotta keep people safe. And
she's
this
an honor roll student too.
Yeah. She's, you know, really good grades and. They don't want anybody doing anything outside of the norm, you know.
They don't want anybody experimenting and learning in school.
No. School's not for experimentation and learning.
Good Lord, we don't want that crap here at school. You know, is this on the standardized test?
It's for learning to be obedient. That's what school's for.
Check out Marcus's website and get a good laugh. It's brainlesstales.com. Daily comics available there for you. And daily episodes of Free Talk Live every single day. FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.